91X News.
It's 19 degrees and sunny. I'm Jose DeBarros with 91X News. Belleville Fire Department has placed a ban on all open-air burning. The recent temperatures breaking records have made conditions dry all over the Quinte region. A grass fire off Highway 37 and Harmony Road Tuesday afternoon also convinced the city a ban was needed. A fire ban has already been in place for over a week in Prince Edward County. Fire Chief Scott Manlow is not taking any chances.
As I say, until conditions improve, we're still not allowing any type of burning, barrel burning or open burning, until conditions improve.
The fire department in Kingston has also put in place a fire ban on all open-air burnings. The trial of a man accused of killing 8-year-old Victoria Stafford has seen a video interview of his former girlfriend describing the girl's death. Terry Lynn McClinic has been testifying at Michael Rafferty's trial. Allison Jones of the Canadian Press says the judge has made a ruling on the video of McClinic's statement to police.
In the video, McClintic describes in graphic detail how she says Rafferty sexually assaulted Tori and then killed her using a hammer. Now, she testified in court that she did the killing, but the judge told the jury this morning that he has made a ruling allowing them to consider this video as evidence against Rafferty.
Rafferty has pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder, sexual assault causing bodily harm, and kidnapping in Stafford's death. Toronto police say they have arrested the father and stepmother of a teenage girl whose remains were found in a burning suitcase in 1994. Police say Everton and Elaine Bittersingh has been charged with first-degree murder. Investigators say they were arrested following a call from a person with a conscience. Police say the remains of the 17-year-old girl named Melanie were found in Vaughan. A French Jewish leader says the gunman suspected in 7 recent killings was about to strike again this morning. But police moved in and surrounded his apartment building in Toulouse, starting a more than 12-hour-long standoff. President Nicolas Sarkozy attended a ceremony in nearby Montauban, honoring 3 paratroopers killed in 2 attacks, and described their killings as a terrorist execution. The UN Security Council has strongly backed International Envoy Kofi Annan's proposals to end the year-long bloodshed in Syria. Annan says his top priority is to stop the violence.
First, put an end immediately to the violence, all violence by the national security forces and by the opposition forces, and engage in inclusive political dialogue to shape the future of Syria.
A non-binding statement approved by the 15 council members and read at a formal meeting calls on the Syrian government and the opposition to immediately implement the proposals, including a ceasefire, political talks, and a daily 2-hour humanitarian halt to fighting. That's 91X News to 103. Here's Keenan Weaver with sports.
In sports, the Scoville Spirit head over to Georgetown to clash with the Raiders, and the Toronto Lakeshore Patriots tackle the Fury in Whitby in the Junior A League. In Empire B, the Campbellford Rebels hit the road to face off against the Eagles in Clarington in the first game of their Schmaltz Cup series. They made it to the corner final round after defeating the Picton Pirates 6-1 on home ice. In the NHL, James Neal got his second NHL hat-trick last night as the Penguins waddle over the Winnipeg Jets 8-4. Penguin star Sidney Crosby also tallied 4 assists. It was Crosby's first home game in nearly 3 months. There were 5 games on the NHL schedule tonight, including Montreal visiting Buffalo, Carolina hosting the Panthers, the Red Wings fly over to New York to face the Rangers, Vancouver sees the Blackhawks in Chicago, and St. Louis visits Anaheim. The Saudi Arabian Olympic team this summer could look unlike any team before it. Lars Satriakin has more.
The Saudi Olympic Committee included women on its list of potential candidates for the Summer Games in London, according to the BBC. Saudi Arabia strictly separates men and women according to its strict interpretation of Islamic law. Women cover their heads and bodies at all times and have little access to athletic training. Rights groups had long called for Saudi to let women onto its Olympic squad. Lara Satrakian, ABC News, Dubai.
Remember to send us your team or league scores by email at sports@91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Jose DeBarros with 91x weather.
Today, sunny, high of 24. And tonight, clear and a low of 9. Thursday, it'll be sunny in the morning, then a mix of sun and cloud, with 30% chance of showers late in the afternoon and in the evening. A risk of a thunderstorm late in the afternoon and in the evening. The high will be 24. It's 19 degrees. I'm Josie DeBarros with Keenan Weaver. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 2 o'clock.